Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Wait a second. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Today, the 1st of August, and Nathan's, you and the other producers just let July get away from us.
Why?
Why did you all do that? I told you to try and hang on to the 24th. Fight a delay in action and don't come back. Unless you're on your shield, unless you couldn't slow it down.
It was just too hot. I couldn't do
it. It was just too hot. Hey, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. What else is going on? Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Do you want to do that?
Yes, I do.
Space, the final frontier.
That's right.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Okay, Star Trek. A TV show from the 1960s, and yet is still in today's society. People still watch it. It only lasted, I think, for a couple seasons. But one of the main players, Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhuru, the communications lieutenant, has passed away. She was 89 years old, and she shared, one of the big things was, she played the communications officer, but she was in the entire series in the cast there. And there was controversy because she and, Kirk, William Shatner, shared, one of the first interracial kisses on, TV. Strange now when you think about that, when now guys are swapping spit all over the place, and girls. It's just another member of Star Trek that's gone. Pretty much every member of the cast, I believe, is gone except, of course, Kirk, William Shatner, and Sulu, who is still alive, who famously hated each other.
Really?
Well, they did. They disliked, and of course, you know, and Sulu has taken on, or I'm sorry, George Takei, has taken on a much more of a, an activist role in the gay community.
Yeah.
See, back then it never dawned on me that he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would it? Because when you're growing up in the 60s and TV, we had, you know, like, we had Leave It to Beaver.
And you did not think of Rock Hudson. It was my mother's crush.
Yeah, it wasn't until, my mom looked it too. It wasn't until the late 70s that you started hearing that he was gay.
Now,
Tony Dow, and I just mentioned Leave It to Beaver.
Aww.
He played the big brother that was always there for the Beave. He also died. And the strange thing about this is they announced his death like 10 days ago. But he wasn't dead. It was...
Uh-oh.
And then they announced it again. He said he's passed. Well, he was in hospice. And I got a feeling that Tony Dow just kept... They said, okay, that's it. He can't, you know, he's gone. And then he'd start breathing and, you know, he's back again. Anyway, he also has passed. So, two people. Two major... And we've had, like, I don't know, major people die lately, you know, in the...
It happens
in
threes.
Celebrities. Well, this was like fives. Because we lost two guys from The Sopranos, and the guy that played Walnuts. What was his name? Paulie Walnuts.
Mm.
Who, just by the way, happened to be a bad guy. and spent some time in jail, by the way.
Well, you know, that's called character.
He played a great part.
That's a true character right there.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Now,
that would be called method acting.
Method acting, yeah, because, you know, this is the way I prepared for my role in The Sopranos. I went to jail for 5 years for assault with a deadly weapon.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, that was just, no, I'm not a bad guy. Yeah. I was digging it.
Well, we're not in this segment, but in the next segment. And we haven't done the weather yet, so let me go to the weather.
All right.
So thank you. I just
That happens when you wander through in your sunglasses.
Because I left my glasses at home. It was one of those verklempt moments. I'm wearing pearls. I was, you know, clenching my pearls on the way here because I was running late. The gardener was there. I was giving him some instructions, and he started to talk about some of the things that were, you know, some family, how he. And
Linda
I,
has
know,
a relationship with everybody well, that works.
You know
works
what? I our, just kept saying I gotta go. I
our,
gotta go, but I didn't want
everybody
to.
Everybody in our atmosphere, you have a relationship
well,
with.
Well, it's really
it's
important to hear people's hearts.
It is.
So I
no,
came
no,
in
that's,
up just like at the last minute. Okay.
That's what
slight
I love.
Chance of thunderstorms.
Stop, stop.
Can you feel
just
it?
For a second. That's why I love you. Deep breath.
I take a deep breath.
Mm. Through the nose, out through the mouth.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm in heels today. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Do you feel it?
I'm
boy,
in doctors.
I got up at 5:30 this morning and went outside, and I could feel yesterday was humid. It's humid outside. So there's a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 91 today. Again, thunderstorms and then partly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 74. Tuesday, mostly sunny, then chance of showers with 100. Tuesday night calls for mostly cloudy with overnight lows of 75. Wednesday, hot. 102. Partly cloudy Wednesday night with overnight lows of 75. Thursday, hot, 103. Thursday night, mostly clear with 74. And Friday, Carl's birthday, 100 degrees and hot.
Good.
I don't know anymore. Is 100 hot?
Not anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the weekly forecast, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay. Updates on the McKinney fire. We went up to, we headed north last night.
We're gonna talk
night
about that after the break.
Yeah, after the break.
That's a whole segment.
But on the way up there, I put two photos of the smoke coming out there. But at one point, when you're driving north on 5, there were three separate fire plumes. I mean, you could see, I mean, they were big enough that, of course, you have the main one at the McKinney Fire, then there were two others. And the McKinney Fire has grown to be well over 50,000 acres now, as of this morning. That in Siskiyou County, parts of Wairika and Happy Camp have been evacuated. At least 10 fires, including the McKinney Fire, were burning in Siskiyou County as of late Sunday night. They were caused by lightning strikes, it looks like. At least the original ones were. Two people were found dead inside a vehicle that was burned in the McKinney Fire. Yes. They found two bodies in a vehicle west of the town of Klamath River. It was located in a residential driveway off of Doggett Creek.
Terrific.
They're saying it's difficult because the winds keep shifting which way to fight it. But in any way you look at it, it's the first of our huge fire season here, and it's 0% contained, or maybe 1%. So just the roads to up north through on the I-5, though, are still open.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the break. But
hey,
let's talk about, well, after a long weekend, very, very hot weekend, and, you know, strenuous in many, many ways, I'm sure all of us are experiencing the same thing, what it is to be able to be in the heat, do the early morning routines. If you have children and you have a family, you know what it is to just, you have to stay on point. 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, the things that you need to get done. And the most important thing in order for you to be able to be the best at your ability and have clarity and strength is sleeping. I really believe that is the key. You know, you stay hydrated. You eat right and you sleep. And we're very, very blessed to have our Sleep Number bed. We were introduced to Sleep Number a long time ago through the radio stations. They came into town when they moved. They went to different radio personalities and said, we really like you to try our bed. Our beds. Come in and sleep on, come in and let the sleep experts, which is true, fit a bed towards you. And we really, so we did it. And we have loved it. We praised it. We mean it. All of our family has literally gone out and purchased your bed.
Our immediate family.
Yeah. And we talk about it every day because we believe in it every day. So we upgraded a couple years back and we got the split top. I'm not exactly sure what the number is that we actually got.
I think they were IQ 7s.
It's beautiful. We love it. And the secret and the key to it, how am I feeling today? Am I super sore? Well, then you can go up from 100, from 0 to 100, and I fluctuate, and I like that because, you know, it kind of goes with your moods. You can't just lock in. So it was fabulous, and or is fabulous, and so my Sleep Number setting last night was 45. What are you laughing at? I'm serious.
My Sleep Number setting is 70.
Yeah, you had.
So why choose proven quality sleep?
You never know.
Sleep Number, because I never know what you're going to do.
Well, I never know what you're
because
gonna
every
your
great
butt.
Day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. That ends today, by the way. Today with their lowest prices ever. Save $500 on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed. Queen, now only $1,299, plus free home delivery when you add a base. That ends today, only at Sleep Number stores, and, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center, and it's great. Go lay on every one of the beds. You'll get a good nap at some point in there, or check out sleepnumber.com. 7:17 in the morning, and it is 78 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:21 in the morning here on the 1st of August. Yes, the 1st of August. And it's only going to be what, 100? No, how much today?
91. Under triple digits, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I should have worn that long-sleeve shirt. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. One of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, an A rating from the Leapfrog organization that rates every hospital on their statistics, not what they write, but on everything that happens in the hospital. It's got an A rating two times in a row. If you're going to go to the hospital, nobody wants to go to the hospital, but if you go to the hospital, don't you want to go to one that can really take care of you? The number one hospital, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just several things here. The AM should be back on now, okay? What happened was, for people that have been wondering, is there was a car accident, big car accident that took out a pole. They had it all cordoned off yesterday. So anyway, it cut off all the power around there. So I got a phone call right before we walked in from Mike, who said he's down there because he's getting ready to turn everything back on again. I said, okay, because the power's back.
All right.
So hopefully the AM's back on. But you can still listen to us on FM or streaming, whatever's easy for you.
Last night,
saw Alliance Heating and Air truck going by at 7 o'clock. They are on their way out. Donnie Chamberlain had, it looked like it was going to be weeks before she was going to get an air conditioner guy in there, and she managed to work through her company, and they sent somebody out who got up there right away and fixed it.
We're having issue as well, but
it's still cooling. Yeah, yeah. It's just where all the water's going.
And we've decided that we're going to, with Alliance Heating and Air, they've got new owners that have just come in. Basically, I guess, the same people who have worked there took over ownership, and they have some new, programs that you can do, which are like an insurance thing, or where you buy like per month, that is something where you get two cleanings a year, and within guaranteed, I like this part, guaranteed within 2 days that they will service, they'll come out to service. That is worth to me the weight in gold, because you have to wait a week, you have to wait for, and at least you know what your problem is. You know, and then there's a percentage off with the work that they do. So, you may want to check that out. I know we're going to go that route with them as well. So anyway, let's talk about yesterday. It was real last night what happened. The guy who used to manage our building, this is how we know him, Guy Martin, used to manage Sherwin Square where our studios are. And we became friends, of course, because we call him if there was a leak. We call him if there was this, and he was always so wonderful. And then he went on to work at Turtle Bay. Long story short, which I'm not sure how to do, but maybe you'll help me here, Carl, is he and his wife had an opportunity. Yeah, he and his wife had an opportunity, Lonnie, to maybe he was getting called. This is about 3 years ago.
They had an opportunity to go work.
He was going to manage
the Railroad Park Resort in Dunsmuir.
Exactly.
And he and Lonnie decided to take that big step, and they partnered up with this other couple, and they bought the Railroad Park Resort.
Right.
Now, if you've never been there, you are missing a place that is within 45 minutes of downtown, right here. And we went up there yesterday. It is a beautiful little resort there. And they use railroad cars as the motel.
Hotel room. Each one is a hotel room. They're named. They're cabooses, folks. They're like the real cabooses. And you go in. Each one is kind of got its own vibe. And so we went in. They gave us a tour of 17. Here's the cute part. There's so many things. I'm gushing because, you know, I love the fact that when I feel that people have put their heart and soul into something, you could feel it. And the staff was amazing, and we got in, the four of us and our friends got into this little tiny train, like something that kiddies would do.
It's a train, but it's large enough for adults. But you know, you see them at kids for kids.
Well, it's about 4 feet tall. So we're in this little thing, and he's driving us around the property, which is 60 acres. And we don't see it when we come in because they've got the restaurant, which is two railroad cars, fabulous. And then
it's more than
grounds.
It's more like four.
Okay. Then there's grounds around it. Thank you always for.
Well, no, because two does isn't. This is a large restaurant because it went behind us, and then on both
that's
sides.
That's right. You're right.
So that's the only reason I'm saying
that
is that you don't. It gives you more of. You have room in there. Anyway,
so then we got on the train and we went through because once we went over this bridge, there's 60 acres. There's a wonderful water area and camping ground. So they have the tents and RVs, and they have an area for a doggy park. They are going to be doing movies in the meadow eventually. They've got an area to barbecue with s'mores, but they said because of the fire thing right now, they have propane, you know, where you can barbecue on propane. You can camp there and walk down to like a water hole, which is
a stream.
Yeah, a stream
at a Castle Crags.
Thank you.
And you've got this huge view of Castle Crags, and the water comes from there.
Unbelievable.
But the big thing is, it's fed by springs, and the water at the park here, Railroad Park Resort, is. According to the guy who does all the testing of it, including the Mount Shasta water, says it's the cleanest in America.
So
it's pure. It's just pure.
Yeah.
And it tastes great.
So the next thing is that we went in and had dinner. Okay, you guys. We're talking the food was so beautifully presented and so good and so fresh. I don't know if I've had a meal. I had mushroom ravioli. You guys all had the big fabulous, and they have chef specials that would have been like pasta with, you know, scallops and shrimp. I'm not kidding. This is like real fabulous dining. What did you have?
I had a New York steak that was prepared perfectly, garlic mashed potatoes, and their vegetables were perfect. They were al dente. I mean, you could tell that they did they've got a great chef back there. But here's the bottom line. The prices are very fair, and the cost for cocktails
are amazing.
Amazing cost. And the service, Jared was our server. No,
yeah.
Not Jared. Used
yeah.
to work here. Another Jared. And but the bottom line is, if you're looking for a place
a getaway
to go to, it's 10 to 15 degrees cooler anyway, going up to Railroad Park Resort, it's like 45 minutes, and they've got lodging, they've got a honeymoon suite, they've got great food there.
It's like a staycay. So I want to also say that thank you so much to Guy. And Lonnie and the staff, we had dessert. You know, I don't usually I don't know. They all homemade, phenomenal dessert. I had creme brulee, apple pie. They had apple pie, chocolate cake. It was just fabulous. And again, it wasn't like it's something that broke us. I mean, it was just such a joyful experience. In fact, our friends were so taken back. And our friends are like world travelers, okay? World travelers. And they just, my girlfriend went home and wrote a Yelp. She was that moved. A fantastic review on Yelp. So anyway, I love the fact that when people throw their passion into something at a time, when we're all going through tough times, they sold their homes. They just went into this Dunsmuir. So we really want to support it. Can't say enough about Dunsmuir Railroad Park. Please go make your reservations. It's phenomenal. Really?
Really? I kind of got that feeling you liked it last night. It really was nice. This portion of the show brought to you by Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Founded in 1910, it's an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. For more information, call 530-225-4433. Located at 1321 Butte Street, Suite 100, right downtown from here. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune into Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Hey, 7:35 in the morning, pushing 80 right now, but it's only going up to 91 today. So this is like a real respite from the heat. This portion of the show brought to you by Minuteman Press. If you need something printed like business cards or invitations, don't go online. Do yourself a favor and call Stephen Clark over at Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. They have done a bunch of stuff for us, cards and shirts and all types of things. They do great work. They're very responsive, very fair prices. Located at 2900 Innsbruck Drive in Reading. Again, 530-221-0400. Okay, this... We are very proud to have with us representatives from the Patriot Tour, where they take one flag, they cover 50 states in 115 days. So, good morning to Willie and Valerie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, who wants to tell me about this? I mean, I've seen it, this is not the first, this is, they come through here.
This is the... 10th year.
That's what I was going to say, because I've been to at least one of them.
Yes.
And they come in.
And this is the second year that the flag has traveled to Hawaii and to Alaska.
Oh, wow.
The previous 8 years, it only traveled through the continental 48 states.
Okay.
Let's share with our listeners what the impetus was for this flag tour.
In 2009, the gentleman that started it, his name is Bill Scheer, and he was trying to get support for veterans, mostly from Iraq and Afghanistan, and he decided that he was going to take an American flag and try to cover all 48 states with it. And he realized after he had done 33 that it was a little bit bigger of a job than he anticipated, and a little more expensive than he anticipated. And at that time, I think it was in 2010, he contacted Harley Davidson, and he got Willie G. Davidson behind it, and Willie G. turned to all of the hog groups, because each individual Harley dealership has a hog group.
Which is a... Harley owners group.
Right,
hog. Hog.
Right. Hog.
It's not a derogatory name. Okay.
No.
Right.
And so in 2010, that's what they did. They left Milwaukee on Memorial Day Saturday, and it traveled all 48 states and returned on Labor Day. And it's transported mainly by motorcycles, and it has... To date, it has raised over $1 million and has provided assistance to over 460 families, veterans who are in financial need or because of disabilities.
Okay. And now, the guy that started it, the guy that started this thing, what's his name again?
Bill Scheer.
Bill Scheer. Was he a veteran?
I don't think so. I don't believe he is. I think he's just somebody that was trying to call attention to a problem.
Well, what happens is the different hog groups take turns, and they go through their state and their area there, and they'll hand it off to the next group. So this thing has to be pretty well coordinated. Is there a ceremony that goes along with this?
There is. on Friday, the club from Chico will be bringing the flag.
Okay, now that's Friday, August 5th.
Yes.
It's going to be at the Big Lions Club flag.
Yes.
Up there on Bocelli. Everybody knows where that is.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, just walk outside and look around and see this giant flag. That's where it's going to happen.
Yes.
And that's going to happen at 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Okay.
Approximately. We're dealing with other people coming, so could be a little earlier, could be a little later.
Okay. Now, the guys that are bringing it in from it will be the Chico Hog Group.
Yes.
Now, okay.
So we'll ride down to the Red Bluff, northbound Red Bluff rest area, and meet up with them and escort them up to the Bocelli Lane flag.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Now, Val.
Yes.
I asked Val, are you from here? She says, no, I've lived here 40 years, though. You know, Val, you're right. You'll never be from Reading, but 40 years gives you a pretty good,
right.
You know, like, yeah, I'm from Reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got roots here, girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, have you done this before?
Yes, I started in 2017.
Okay. And what's your mission? What's your job in this mission?
In this mission, I'm the flag bearer. My first year.
Wow.
Mm.
Many times it has been Willie
and
Russ Riley. But this year they decided that they wanted to pass it on to a female.
Okay.
And that was me.
That was you. Now, I'm trying to remember, but is the flag folded or is it flying the whole way?
It's not recommended that it be flown
right.
because of the damage that
right.
the wind
after,
does.
After 50 states,
so
it gets kind of torn up. Okay, so and I couldn't remember that because there's a lot of flags out there that are being flown off the motorcycles.
Yes.
So during the ceremony, it's handed over.
Well, generally what we do is we'll stop somewhere close to where the ceremony's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and put the flag out and unfurl it for a short distance.
Oh, okay.
To the ceremony. And then we generally do the Pledge of Allegiance. And then we ask two of our veterans to fold the flag.
Okay.
And then sometimes during the ceremony, we will explain what the 13 folds of the flag is. Because a lot of people don't know that there's
right.
there's certain
yeah that each one of those
each one of those
means something
means something so.
Right. Okay, now this is going to happen Friday. It's going to happen at the big flag, the giant flag, up on Bocelli Lane. It's going to happen at 11 o'clock, and what's going to happen is you're going to see you get there a little bit early, but you're going to see the Chico Harley group, owners group, the Hog group there, and the Reading Hog group have met up someplace, and you're going to come in flying that flag.
Yes.
At that point, it'll be a ceremony. The flag will be folded. Pledge of Allegiance, just like you said. It's handed off to Val.
Mm-hmm.
And then when do you all take off?
Well, Saturday morning, we're going to leave the Reading Harley dealership at 8 o'clock, and we haven't finalized everything yet, but it looks like we are going to take the flag down to the veterans' home.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to unfold it there and have a picture taken with all the riders and the veterans at the home.
Okay.
And then refold it, and then we are going to transport it to the dealership in Medford, Oregon, to DNS, and transfer it to them.
Okay. Now, people, if you want to ride with the group, you
yes.
can do that. Right?
Yes, you can.
You don't have to be a Harley Owners group member to ride up.
No, you don't.
No, you don't even need to have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
If you want to follow along in your car, you're more than welcome to.
So that would be, and then it's handed, and then you hand that over at, you leave at 8, get there at what time? I mean, depending on fire, right?
Well, the fire and then how much time we spend at the veterans' home.
Okay. Oh, so you're going to go to the veterans' home
on Saturday.
Saturday morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you want to do is just be with down at the Reading Harley Davidson and be ready to roll.
Yes.
kickstands up at 8.
Yes.
Correct.
And if you want to just see the procession go by, you can probably go to one of the overpasses.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Where, how many people are you expecting again?
From the Reading crew, we're expecting probably between 20 and 25 motorcycles to go.
To escort.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not sure how many people we're going to have on Friday because it is a work day.
Right.
So, okay. But Saturday, usually when we get to transport the flag on a Saturday, there's usually a pretty good turnout.
Great. Okay.
And it's not supposed to be very hot this weekend.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, it'll just be in the low hundreds.
Yeah.
So, Val, how long have you been riding motorcycles?
I started a long time ago, but on the back of a motorcycle
right.
in 1970. And
what were you, five?
I wish. I was in high school.
Okay.
And then just I raised a bunch of children and foster children and grandchildren. And then I decided I am never going to get back on the bike, so I went and bought one. I bought a trike.
Cool.
In 2016, I was 61.
Love it.
So, you go, girl. How do you like trikes?
I love it. Yeah.
Like,
you ridden trikes, Willie?
No.
Yeah. I have a friend that had a trike, and it was just that you kind of push it around the corners instead of lean into them.
Yes.
Yeah. But if we were going to start riding again, that's probably something I'd get.
And you don't have to put your feet down.
Don't have to put your feet down. There you go. That's the big thing.
Yeah. Well, we were with Patriot Guard Riders and did a lot when we first got together and did some wonderful rides. We really super enjoyed it. So we love the spirit of what goes on with the patriotism, the writing, the support, and it's very noble, and it's wonderful. Thank you for being with us this morning and talking about your event. We want to encourage people to come out.
Yeah, we'll keep reminding people about this. It's going to be Friday, August 5th at the Big Lions Club flag, you know, the giant flag up on Bocelli. It's going to start at 11 o'clock, and then the next morning, our group of Harley riders will be taking this up to first to the Veterans Home and then to up to Medford, Oregon. So, and for the very first time, we have a woman carrying the flag, a female. Not, did I say that weird female?
No, I mean,
you're just another Harley rider.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am. I'm one of the guys.
You're just one of the guys. Well, it does make you, no, you're not one of the guys, but you're just somebody that is, everybody thinks enough of, which means you put a whole lot into this to let you carry the flag. That's a big thing.
And I so appreciate it.
Not only that, she's a member of the Patriot Guard Riders, Shasta Veterans Escort, and she's also the road captain for MIAP. In Northern California.
Mm. Well, see, there's just a little bit more to your story, Val.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for what you do, and I can't wait for this to happen.
Thank you
for the opportunity to tell you about this.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? It is our honor to do things like that. Thanks a lot, Frankie. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
That's a good show, guys.
Yeah.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 1st of August, 7:52 in the morning, and it's about, gosh, pushing 80 right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof.
That's right. Helping families, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give Judy Maxwell and her group a call, and they will help you with all of your insurance needs.
530-221-0441. Okay. What do you got?
You've caught me with my mouth. You're drinking
copious amounts of water right now. That's okay. I got it. A number of things besides the fires and all that. And the people that are passing away, the well-known people that unfortunately are passing away, right here in our town, we have, had a number of things happening, of course. There is a move afoot to start a factory, a small processing facility to take plastics.
Yeah.
And make it into oil.
That was in the paper this weekend.
Yeah. Make it into oil. Mm-hmm. And from that, it goes into, can be used for aviation fuel after it leaves. But they render down all the plastics. And, you know, already I'm hearing people, I mean, already. They're going to do what? Ah! I mean, there's people out there right now, their hair's on fire and they're running in circles. I imagine this processing facility kind of keeps everything, you know, inside. And so when they take all this and they render it down, it's put into storage areas. And then they have a deal with one of the big, I think it's Delta Airlines, to do stuff like this. Then it's taken and further rendered into aviation fuel. Now, it doesn't have to go into aviation fuel. It can be something else. But they're talking about when they're finished having like 250 employees up here at very, very sustainable living cost, salaries. I find that interesting that when you hear something like that, because the first thing you think of is, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Wants to make crude oil at Stillwater. But if you read about it, I'm kind of believing, well, let's see what they want to do before we get, real crazy. I'm happy to hear. I'm ecstatic.
About?
Frankly. To hear that California officials are not going to declare monkeypox as a statewide emergency.
Can I tell you something that in one of the headlines I read today, I believe it was Spain that is saying that they are recommending abstinence. No, I'm serious. It's a headline.
Well, yeah.
Abstinence.
How do you get it?
In the gay community, uh-huh. Due to the monkeypox outbreak. That's, I'm just telling you. Now,
well, it says here, and I'm just going by the article in here, is that it's spread through prolonged and close skin-to-skin contact, including hugging, cuddling, and kissing, as well as sharing bedding, towels, and clothing. People getting sick so far have been primarily men who have sex with men. But health officials emphasize the virus can infect anyone.
Yes.
So, and there's vaccines for it. But here's the thing. California has reported nearly 800 probable and confirmed cases of more than the 3,000 identified in the U.S. Now, if we have learned nothing else from COVID, okay,
mm-hmm.
is not to run in circles, scream and shout, fall on the ground, pee on yourself, and get excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's monkeypox. Doesn't kill you. It's uncomfortable. Doesn't kill you. So, if you want to avoid it, avoid cuddling, kissing, sharing intimate contact with guys who have sex with other guys. And that can be bisexuals, too. Well, that, I'm sorry, but every health organization says that.
Mm.
And that's exactly what you do. Now, the question is guys that are bisexual that haven't told their partner that they're bisexual. So.
I don't know.
You should.
I don't know.
You're out there swapping swift with another guy in a bathhouse, and then you come home to your bride or to your significant other. At least you can do is take care of them and make sure they're safe.
Mm.
Oh, it just makes sense, doesn't it? Just like HIV. Remember HIV?
We got to be very careful because there's this line. I'm not.
What?
Okay.
No,
we as a society have to be very careful to not talk about you, the others.
Well, I'm not looking at it like that.
I know,
sweetheart.
But it sounds like with some of the things that it's a gay.
Well, no, I'm reading. I read from the World Health Organization.
I know what you are reading. I understand.
I know. Okay, but if you remember that, and here's the problem when HIV started, people did not take it seriously because. Oh, it was a gay disease. I'm not gay. Not realizing what a tragic, tragic virus this became, and it touched so many people throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
But at first it was because, it's a gay disease. I don't have anything to worry about. Oh, it serves them right. You remember that from back there.
Oh, yes.
Back then. And it was totally wrong, because it came. It then spread everywhere. It was in the blood because they hadn't checked to see, when they were given blood transfusions, kids were getting, everybody, And then they found out that, it's not just same-sex partners. It could be other sex partners can get it. I mean.
Well, we have, right now, according to one of the articles, we have 5,189 cases in.
The world.
In America right now.
All right.
Okay. And, according to, there could be the administration is expecting to declare monkeypox a health emergency as the cases do continue to rise in the U.S.
Well, as closer and closer we get to November, there'll be more and more things like this to take your mind off where the real problems are. We got to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages with Enjoy the Store, the magazine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Will Chinese threats keep House Speaker Pelosi away from Taiwan? That remains to be seen. Pelosi's two-day trip to Asia now underway. And while she has recently made no mention of a stop in Taiwan, it remains a subject of much speculation. Communist China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and warns the U.S. of grave consequences if Pelosi visits the island. More rain could fall on flood-stricken areas of eastern Kentucky, where at least 30 people have already lost their lives.
Rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are possible. Governor Andy Beshear.
Next couple days are going to be hard. We've got rain and maybe even a lot of rain that's going to hit the same areas. Please pray for the people in these areas.
Meanwhile, the recovery continues, as do the rescues. The National Guard using helicopters and boats to rescue stranded people. General Daniel Hokanson.
But our air crews have done amazing work to get in there. In fact, they rescued over 400 people by helicopter.
Besides so many destroyed homes, the floodwaters took out roads and bridges. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden back in isolation in the White House after being bitten for a second time by the COVID bug.
As he did after his first COVID diagnosis, the president is isolating in the executive residence at the White House. He tested positive on Saturday and again on Sunday. In a letter, Dr. Kevin O'Connor said the president continues to feel well and will continue his strict isolation. According to CDC guidelines, Mr. Biden must isolate for at least 5 days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's good news for a hungry world. The first ship carrying Ukrainian grain has departed from the port of Odessa. Wall Street, the Dow's up 94 points. The NASDAQ, 100 points higher. The S&P is up 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They are so passionate about teaching people how to own physical gold and silver, they've won the Best of Trust Link Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
The USDA proposes cracking down on breaded but still raw chicken products due to outbreaks of salmonella.
How safe is that chicken in your freezer? Raw chicken products that are sold breaded or stuffed have been associated with 14 salmonella outbreaks and approximately 200 illnesses since 1998. Now they're the target of new regulations being proposed by the Department of Agriculture. They want to declare salmonella as an adulterant. Many such products, like chicken cordon bleu and chicken Kiev, appear to be cooked but are only heat treated enough to set the batter or crumb coating. Currently, poultry processing plants have to follow certain performance standards to reduce contamination, but the proposed new rules would require routine testing at the plants, which could be shut down if companies fail to reduce salmonella bacteria levels in their products. Jennifer King, Washington.
Rising concern over the impact of a potential Russian gas cutoff, fueling a debate in Germany over whether the country should turn off its last three nuclear power plants as planned at year's end. Townhall.com. Special kind of high-tech glasses now being used to help the deaf here, sort of.
The glasses are called XRAI glass, and they transform audio into captions that the wearer can see. The glasses use augmented reality to instantly project the words in front of the wearer's eyes. The company says the glasses can identify who is speaking and will soon be able to translate languages, voice tones, accents, and pitch. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Boeing has reportedly cleared a key hurdle with federal regulators, could soon resume deliveries of its large 787 airliner. The plane has been plagued by a series of production issues since late 2020. The Federal Aviation Administration said to have notified Boeing that it would approve the company's process for validating repairs to each plane before they are delivered to airline customers. The Dow up 62 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, we're on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. At least one of us is. The other one is here.
What?
But, well, you know what? Just frankly, Linda takes up the slack with doing things like, so she came rolling in here like right at 7:05 because the gardener was there. Mm-hmm. And our gardener is one of those mowing blows. Mm-hmm. But we've gotten to know him, and he does extra stuff, and we're into his family, and then just, you know, listens to everything that's going on, and then.
Anyway, I kept saying it's late. My watch was a little off.
This is Linda's. This is Linda's thing. She gets involved with people like that. She takes care of anything that happens. Like, here comes the air conditioner guys. Linda's right out there, under the house with them. And,
you have, you have a business that you're running, and you have a home that you're running, and you have these windows of people coming out that are 4-hour windows.
I know.
Yeah. And they happen to be not from 2 to 5. Mm-hmm. They happen to be, okay, here's what we have, and you want to get the first thing they have. So, anyway.
And what really ticks you off is when they say they're going to be there.
And they don't.
And they don't show up, and there's no phone call until later. And they go, I'm sorry, I was running late.
We had you down at a different time.
Yeah, F you. No. Yeah. You know that there's other people.
Well, it sounds like you live in the same world I do.
Well, no, we live in everybody. Everybody lives in this world. And here's the thing is, these guys are working so hard.
Oh,
yeah.
Especially during the summer. I mean, everyone, you know, like Alliance Heating and Air has always had a special place in our heart anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they are just chalked.
Yeah.
And, you know, to get in, some they're bringing in, not Alliance, but you see air conditioning companies coming from Lakehead or something like that, but making the drive in and working here all day long. And it's not just air conditioning companies, as you well know. I mean, you're in this business.
Well, and by the way, if you're wondering who you well know, we're talking to James Masada right now from Enjoy.
Oh,
and we're
going to
be doing a whole hour this morning of what's going on with Enjoy and
the North State.
His partner in crime, Rhonda's back on the East Coast. So we're very happy and blessed to have James with us for the day. But right now, let's go to the weather.
Grandbabies.
Yes, slight chance of thunderstorms today.
No, really, is that what it says? We have a slight chance of
thunderstorms. Yeah, it feels like it outside,
too. I was riding Saturday morning, and it felt like, I mean, the cloud cover was
There's a lot of humidity right now. At 7
in the morning, it was just like you're just...
It's weird out right now.
Yeah, it is
weird. 91 today will be our highs. Overnight lows of 74 with slight chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy. Now, Tuesday calls for mostly sunny and then slight chance of showers Tuesday night with our highs of 100. That's where you're getting this humidity, folks. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with 75. Wednesday, hot. Now it's sunny skies at 102. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, 75. Thursday calls for hot with 103 and Friday, 100. Carl's birthday, Friday. The weather's brought to you by a Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated.
You're not turning 100.
Senior and veteran discount.
I'm not turning 100.
365-3793. No,
He's not turning cranky.
He's turning ornery.
Turning ornery.
Ornery.
Oh, ornery. Well, I've been like that for
ornery.
I wouldn't want to be married to me, okay? Mm-hmm. Linda stuck it out for going on 15 years.
I wouldn't want to be married to me. It's a big job.
That's true.
Though, you look fabulous today.
Thank you.
I love all the accessories.
Well, thank you.
I love that gold chain.
Thank you. I decided on today I was going to dress up.
Mm-hmm. That chain is like old school Italian gold.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Thank
I like
you.
That a lot.
All right. Speaking from a true Italian. It's nice to have somebody notice the detail. It is nice to thank you very much for the compliments. Now,
you're wearing a gold chain?
Yeah, right. Thanks, honey. So this month is the issue 191 from Enjoy.
Wow.
And this is called Wanderlust. Oh, my gosh. You know what? We've had Wanderlust all of our lives, and then we decided to put roots down here. And but there's so many things you can do if you still have Wanderlust, but you've got your roots here and you've got your job here.
Reading's a great place to put your roots because it doesn't stifle your Wanderlust.
Yes, there you go.
Right?
It's a perfect issue.
It's being served to you every. I mean, you can do a 360 and head out and find something cool.
Well, you know, just like yesterday, last night, we gushed on them already, is the railroad park up in Dunsmuir.
Mm-hmm.
And we've known the people that owned it, but we have not been up there since they took it over. God knows why. I don't know why, but we went up yesterday. What a great little staycation place is this? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. stay in a caboose, motel room, or, you know, it's everything.
I love Dunsmuir.
Yeah, well, this is the river park there. They've got camping. They got a stream going through there. They got great water and a super, super restaurant.
And a campground.
A campground. And here it is. I mean, it's 45 minutes away. And anyway, it was a great place.
Well, in this particular issue, you're talking about all kinds of wonderful things, too. Now, James, let's start off, before we go to the issue of Enjoy the Magazine, let's talk about being a business owner,
mm-hmm.
your business, the Enjoy store downtown,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's new? What's exciting? Where are you now?
So, you know, we've really embraced the new location that we're at. I would say almost 100% of our patrons come in and absolutely love the space because
space. It's much, I tell you what, it is much, much better because you didn't feel like you're looking at this and you turn around. And if there's another person kind of looking, you've got to wait.
Yeah.
Now it's.
You can sit down. You can take time.
A little wine.
And you were building your kitchen bar. What's happening with that?
So that is almost done. We're just right now a couple little last minute electric and hot water. That's where we're at. I bought this incredible state of the art hot water on demand. Electric hot water heater.
Yeah.
Revolutionary. Has no coils of any kind inside. I don't even know the technology, but it's just kind of mind-blowing, right? Bought it brand new, installed it, thought this was going to be the answer to everything, and then come to find out that it requires there to be certain amount of particulates in the water.
Oh.
80,000 or 80 million per whatever. I don't know how it all works out. Anyway. So when I called the company and said, we've installed it and it's not working, they were like, well, did you do a water test? And I said, no. And they were like, well, you have to do a water test. And I was like, well, that seems a little odd. Long story short, we tested our water. Reading has very clean water.
Yes,
it does. And you mean, so there's not enough, crap in the water to make it
work.
So this was made specifically to clean water.
To heat water,
but you still have to have crappy water in order for it to work.
Yeah,
this is just something.
To detect the water, to activate
gosh.
And I thought, this is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. So, long story short, it required 100 amps, so I bought a new water heater to replace it, which I saw 100 amp, but then when it showed up, it does require 100 amp, but it requires 250 amp circuits.
Oh.
So all the money I spent putting in the 100 amp service now has to be split.
Now, take back
absolutely
the other one?
Absolutely not.
So you've got a hot water heater on demand.
So I'll sell it, but I'll have to sell it to somebody that, you know, obviously
lives in a
place with dirty water.
So we couldn't buy it and use it for inside of our house.
No, because they have good
our
water
is too good.
Yeah. No. That's nice to know though. I mean, there's a blessing.
That place up in Dunsmuir, we just went to the guy that does the water testing for all these areas.
It's supposed to be the best water in the world.
Yes.
Yeah. It is. Well, Mount Shasta is really good, but this is even
unbelievable.
Even better.
Yeah. So to answer your question, yes, we're getting close. I am actually today hopefully finalizing our logo for our coffee roasting business.
Mm.
Okay.
So I will announce that the name of our roasting house is called Daystar Roasting Company.
Ooh.
And part of the reason for that is that our coffee roaster is another state-of-the-art piece of equipment that uses, actually, it will run 100% off of solar energy. And it has no off-gassing and doesn't require any type of plumbing. So it's very, very unique in the industry.
Wow.
But because it's completely digital, I have absolute control over how I roast through a digital interface. So let's say you and Carl both want to come in and do a cupping class, or you know, we call it cupping, where you book to come in and you'd sit down and we would give you a whole variety of coffees to try and you'd kind of figure out what you like about each coffee, right? And then at that point we can construct your own blend.
Wow.
And then you can order it at any time from us. You're a program and a computer, and I can throw, you know, 5 pounds, 10 pounds of beans in, hit the button, and out comes the bot roast, right?
So do you have solar panels on the top of the...
We will do that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we will have, you know, some solar panels and then an inverter and then a battery bank. And so technically we will be plugged into the grid. However, we will, that will be our backup, right? But
that's what solar is.
Yeah. But we will pull from our battery bank to run operations on a normal, you know, basis. If there were something that went wrong, we would at least have the ability to.
Well, see, to me, that's a fascinating, getaway right there to go into your store just for that specific reason.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. To see how
cupping class.
Yes.
Wow. Last time I got cupped, I had these little round circles
on
my back.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
It looked like I had had a wild sexual experience with an octopus.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, 4 Winds Jewelry brings you this segment of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. They've been sponsors of KCNR since the day we started, and we really do like them. They made our wedding rings. They take care of everything that we possibly need for, you know, estate jewelry, jewelry that, you know, loose prongs, broken prongs, loose stones, whatever we need. 4 Winds Jewelry, and we encourage you to go check out their store on Hilltop Drive, and the phone number is 222-2750. We'll be right back on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. James Massad is our guest today from Enjoy the Magazine, and we'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. My daughter and I used to play that all the time. We used to sing it, too.
On the road again?
Oh, yeah. She and I would be on the road. She'd be like five and six, and we'd be rolling across America because I was got orders someplace else. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. It's a veteran-owned business. He has the reputation, and it is absolutely true, of doing just splendid work with any type of granite, marble, slate, tile, any of these. He has done our kitchen. He did this table that we're at right now. It's beautiful, yeah. And it's 400 pounds, but Linda can move it around by herself without any problem. He's done work over at Enjoy.
Enjoy.
He's just done all of our countertops.
Yeah, he just knows what he's doing, and he does great work. He works by appointment only, but if you want a free consultation, give him a call at 241 Stone, or check out estategranite.com.
I actually like appointment only because you know that, you just call, set up an appointment.
He shows
you're
up.
His focus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're not being bothered by all the other.
Right.
Others.
Other things that go on. Right. We're here, of course, with James Masada from Enjoy the
owner.
Store and Enjoy the Magazine. Yeah, owner, publisher, and all this. And we talked about how they've got a state of the art coffee roaster, mm-hmm. and that'll be ready to get started on that soon.
We
also heard if you get one of these top of the line instant hot water heaters, make sure that in the fine print.
Yes.
That it doesn't say you have to have kind of dirty water, because that somehow is how they make it get hot.
I think this is very unique. I mean, the technology, again, I don't understand it. I didn't read it very clearly, but it has no internal parts like a traditional on-demand hot water heater, where the coils and things, so there's no scaling. It actually uses the water molecules to vibrate and create heat.
Well, okay, I can understand that about the vibration part, but
it's like
the fact that it has to have particles in it probably has something to do to help make it the activity of it, and if it doesn't have that, it'll just kind of sit there and shimmer.
Now, I can get hot water out of it, but I have to turn the water way down, so it's just kind of like a really small flow.
Yeah.
And I don't know
it doesn't do
me any good, especially for our big commercial dishwasher.
Okay, so where are we right here with our Enjoy the Magazine, our August edition?
This is Wanderlust, time for adventure. Of course, I feel really bad. I feel like... So this magazine has a lot of activities that are up in the Scott Valley area that we're writing about.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's doing so hot up there right now.
It's 50,000 acres. Happy Camp was evacuated, parts of Wairika. It was 5 miles away early this morning. So they're putting almost all their assets up there. When we drove up north, there was that huge smoke plume, of course, but then there were two others because there's other fires, and they all look like
there's a ton of them up in
Oregon. There's 10 of them right up here in Northern California. It looks like they were started by lightning.
Yeah.
And then after it starts, because it's so dry, then they have a tendency to spread.
Yes.
a mile away.
So I feel bad that we're pointing out these great places, and I'm hoping that they are all
They've
okay.
Survived.
But
please,
you know.
Pray.
So one of the first is called Fish Tales. It starts on page 22, and this is the McLeod River red band trout.
Wow, this is a beautiful fish.
Yeah, so this is unique, but the story goes on. You know, of course, I'm just paraphrasing because I'm the only one here. Rhonda usually is the one that knows all the meat, right? But the McLeod River, so quite some time back, there was, a need, obviously, to continue the prospect of helping to save salmon. And so one of the things that they wanted to do is they created an entity that would go up and collect salmon eggs. And then they were using those salmon eggs to transport into other locations throughout the world and or the United States to try to diversify the salmon stock so that they were in other rivers to make sure that they would survive. And that was somewhat successful, but not hugely successful, I guess. And so during that process of collecting eggs and doing things, they discovered a very genetically different trout called the red band trout.
Yeah, very strong.
Yes.
Strong genetic trout, in fact.
Indigenous to this place.
To McLeod.
Yeah.
In that one 10-mile section
yeah.
of the McLeod River.
And
upper McLeod.
What they did is they decided to set up a secondary egg transport process and salvaging, and they took this trout's eggs and now have propagated them throughout the world as well. And they've had great success, obviously, because it's a strong fish. But, these are always, I find, very interesting articles.
Well, this one's really interesting because what makes the red band trout a genetically distinct subspecies is that many types of trout, including most rainbow, are andromenous, meaning they go from freshwater out to the ocean and they swim back.
Mm-hmm.
McLeod red band trout don't migrate.
They
and
stay.
They've been up there thousands of years
yeah.
above the upper, where is it? Above the upper
pit, I think it is.
Yeah, well, it's, an upper falls there. So, it's above McLeod's, impassable middle falls for thousands of years.
Huh.
So it just stays up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would be very interested in knowing if there's any kind of history with the natives that were in this area as far as with this fish. You know, like if there were stories or, mm-hmm. They had some special connection. Because we've done a story before, and I don't know if you remembered it, and I found it very, very fascinating that there's a cultural link between our native indigenous people here in North America with the indigenous people of New Zealand, the Maoris. And so at some point... the lineage and stories of both the people have some really unique similarities. And the natives of this area used to believe that they got their voice, the ability to actually speak, came from the salmon. That the salmon gave them, salmon had the voice, and the salmon gave natives the ability to speak.
Oh, fantastic.
And in trade, they were supposed to be protected and that kind of thing. And what ended up happening is a lot of our, actually local, there's a whole documentary if you go to YouTube or you can find it, but a few of our tribes went actually over to New Zealand to hand over salmon to repopulate their rivers, right? And so what ended up happening now is obviously we're having problems with our salmon and our volume, is declining. And so not too long ago, they had a return trade because the salmon have done so well in New Zealand that they now are bringing back stock from New Zealand back to the
That's
natives
That's a fabulous
here.
Story.
Well, and there's another local story mm-hmm. about that is Mike Michelak from the fly shop. And he's got those kegs. They look like the tin milk, mm-hmm. containers, the
yeah,
big
yeah.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
They flew thousands of rainbow over to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you fish that, not only are you getting it from our Native Americans, but you're getting rainbow trout out of our fisheries here in the SAC.
Mm-hmm.
And they thrived, very much so.
Yeah, it's interesting to me. I don't know the history of New Zealand, if they have had those fish before and they've somehow disappeared or they've been overfished. And so we've restocked them.
Yeah.
But it's funny how well they do when they get there. Yeah. Know? So then you would think, what happened?
I don't imagine the water is colder and it's probably got less particulate matter in it. Who knows? But,
And, less human involvement.
Yeah, smaller population and all this. And so.
Also, let's talk about one of the wonderful things. We're going to have to take a break after this. But you've got an article about one of our favorite chefs, Chef Pam.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say Bueno, but how do you say it? Buono?
Yeah, something like
that. Buono.
Okay,
she is an Italian chef and so generous. And so many times that we've gone to events, she has donated a dinner for eight. And we've been to a few events at someone's home where she's catered that or done the dinner, and she is really spectacular. What a great heart she has. So she is there's a special article written about her in this month's Enjoy. Please pick it up. Go in the store, find out about it, and it talks all about, you know, Pam and her extreme talents. And that we got to take a break on.
All right.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. On the way up yesterday, we heard the ting off our windshield. And I tell you what, Linda was trying to drive, and I've got my face up against the windshield. I'm looking. It was nothing. But if you've got a chip or a crack in your windshield, please visit Jeff Wurst, owner. And
last week I had two, one small and one very significant, looked like almost a bullet hole.
And right. Jeff takes it.
Just rode from the road. Just driving down the road.
Well, nobody can fix a windshield like Jeff Horst. And he is truly an artist when it happens. Don't take chances with your safety. Nobody wants that chip to crack all the way across your windshield, and they can do that. Bring it to Crackmaster for a free inspection and analysis, and whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees his work. Jeff's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, it's a veteran-owned business.
Casey and our Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot there from Lucky Miller's. It is Men's Last Stronghold. This is where I get my haircut. Have for 15 years. They give great haircuts. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they work by appointments, which I really like. 530-244-9478. Give them a call, Logan or Tim. It's a great place. We're here with James Masato of Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire. Mm. And we're talking about Linda was all turned on about this one chef here in town.
Well, no, I mean, she's just...
Page 29.
Yeah, she
Delicioso.
Pam's Bella Cucina. But
Pam Buono.
Yeah, Pam Buono, and she does a lot of
which is of course Italian for good.
Right.
She's Sicilian.
She's Sicilian. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
So that's still kind of Italy, but yeah. Not really.
Yeah.
Well, that depends if you
a lot of people in
what
Rome.
Part of Italy you're in.
Yeah,
if you're Sicilian, you're not.
Yeah.
If you're in on the mainland, then they're part of Italy.
Yeah. Well, but they don't like them.
No.
Oh, no, they say disparaging things about Sicilians.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she specializes in dishes of Syrian, Greek, Persian, and Morocco origin.
Mm-hmm.
Origin. So,
those all, you know, again, not to disparage any identity, but that's very Mediterranean. Right?
Yes. So yes.
They have a lot of influence within each other, the whole kind of...
They do.
Yeah, Turkish, Lebanese, all that. I mean, it's amazing.
The seaside coast, the Adriatic coast of Croatia has that too, because, of course, Italy took Croatia early on.
Yep.
And in fact, every summer they still invade over there.
She will do in-home classes to teach you how to make special. How wonderful.
Yeah.
To be able to have a chef come in. And if you're having a group of people, like, well, what a great birthday present to give somebody to say, like a cooking experience where somebody will come with you and three friends or whatever mm-hmm. and teach you how to make a special dish.
Yeah. So she's been doing this for a really long time. I don't know a lot of people that remember we used to have that kitchen place.
Yes.
So that kitchen place had that beautiful whole in-store cooking.
I missed that.
That mm-hmm. whole half of the store that was all set up for classes. That's where she worked for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So many, many people have been touched by her and her gift for food, right? And so now I believe, and I hope I'm not misquoting, but I think she works out of Sizzle's kitchen downtown on Placer Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she does classes or anything internally there, but I know that she does prepare, or she used to prepare foods in there, or she's now moved into a new location of her own. I'm not really sure. I didn't get to finish the entire article.
Mm-hmm.
But
She's a recent.
The picture of her is in Sizzle.
Right.
So
right.
That
okay.
must be.
She used to do big parties, but now she likes to keep it small. And you know, there's just a wonderful article. So anyway, catch up on that because you know, I think that when you're looking for somebody who has looking for something. For somebody who has everything, they may not have this experience.
Yeah.
And we always like to stretch our brain and try something new.
And to that, you know, there are some really amazing people in town that do cooking like this, that, that, you know, you can hire to do events and parties to cater for you. And it's... And it's not such a, like a big industrial. They really make food that's, feels like, you know, small kitchen, individual plates. And they're very successful. We have another person that, we've been working with lately through, Bernsini Vineyard.
Mm.
And so she did like a 5-course meal in the vineyard. Of course, it got rained out. So, that, I mean, they still had it, but everybody had to grab their plate and run.
Oh, that's fun. That was a great memory.
Yeah. So to add to this, since it's kind of somewhat food-related, we also have another article on page 41 called Vibrant Life, Vita Juice Bar in Red Bluff.
Right. And Red Bluff has got just darling shops and restaurants. But I love...
And they've had a lot of food culture that's exploded lately.
Yes.
I mean, they've gotten... They've just... There's a couple new... bakeries that are fantastic in Red Bluff that have opened. But yeah, this is a really cool story of a woman that, you know, of I think Latin, Spanish, Mexican
right.
heritage.
Yesenia Zaragoza.
Yep. And she, you know, she comes from a background where she's used to having juice. And
right.
she just thought, like, what the heck? Why is there
right.
nobody drink juice in Red Bluff, right?
Right.
And her daughter and things. And so she just said, hey, there's a need, and I think we need to do this. And it talks about how she just went out and, you know, went to Walmart and bought a, you know, $40 or whatever blender, and that's how she started.
Yeah,
juicer or blender, whatever.
Whatever it is.
And she didn't know. Again, you know, somebody that's just starting something that didn't follow the rules because there were no rules that she needed to follow, right? She's just doing it. And so eventually, I guess she went to JuiceCon, which blows my mind that there is such a thing.
JuiceCon.
Yeah, like there's a con for anything, right? And it was in Miami. And this was the first time she ever traveled by herself. And she said she showed up and she was just like mind blown because she was like, I am not, these people are in a totally different league, right? But it's worked out for her enough that she then says, now I have a $16,000 juicer, that is, you know, state of the art and, the best way of extracting the juice from the different, product that she puts in there for best for human, consumption and health.
And she wanted, it started with, where's the apple juice?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, being from an immigrant family, there's a wonderful story on it. It's called Vita Juice Bar, by the way, in the article about this woman and in Red Bluff. And she also, in her restaurant, serves what's it called, acai bowls?
Acai
sandwiches and salads. So
yeah.
you can go there for a meal and have the fresh juice. But I love the fact that she was talking about the fact that, when it comes to, you know, her mother will drive down apples from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the best ingredients.
Mm.
Okay, we're gonna have to break in just a second, but I'd like to call everybody's attention to page 56.
Is that the gazpacho?
The gazpacho.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
Easy recipe.
I'm gonna make this.
I am gonna make
gazpacho.
Yeah, it looks like
this
healthy
week.
Ingredients. It's got some pepper in it though, so.
Well, you can have pepper. Yeah, you can cut back.
Yeah.
You can cut back on the hot sauce too.
Yeah.
It's got jalapeno in it. Oh, you mean that kind of pepper?
Yeah.
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 And so, but this looks great.
You're not a big spicy hot guy.
Well, I am. But
Yes, he is.
I'm not. I mean, I have to be careful.
Yeah, I have to be careful too. But I love it. But it doesn't love me. How's that?
And everything, you know, everything here
like
is
a bad relationship.
Our across the street neighbors brought us a bag of tomatoes.
Ooh.
She's one of the only people I know that's actually been able to grow tomatoes.
Oh, everybody's
this year.
Had a bad. Most of the people that we know that grow tomatoes have not had
a good year.
A good crop. But she.
And did they say anything what they think or why? I'm always interested.
Well, because
why
she moved her location.
So
they don't have a large backyard, but they must have moved it in a specific area. And there were, and
my, I haven't had success with almost anything. My strawberries, everything have been kind of.
Well, she says like a little jungle out there. So they must, wherever they put it, it must have, well, they also, I can't help but think this may have had something to do with it. I wonder if they put it over in the chicken run where the chickens used to
used
be.
Used to be.
And
could
it could be,
be
is that the ground is just fertile. Anyway, but they are great tomatoes. I had to eat one as soon as she brought them over because I was afraid, oh, this one This one might go bad.
Warm tomatoes off the
vine.
So
the gazpacho is one of the recipes this month, and then there's a second recipe we always do, and it is this quarter, it happens to be one of the ones that we partner with a restaurant locally. And so it is Cheesecakes Unlimited, and it teaches you how to make one of their famous salads and their dressing.
Feta chicken salad.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good, and I've had that over there.
They make I always get salads when I go to Cheesecakes.
Yep.
And Cheesecakes is a place really to go, like, where are we going to lunch? Okay, Cheesecakes, you know, it's a good business place, you know, for lunch, too. So,
Okay, we got to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite, 530-241-3474. I guarantee you, you're going to like this guy, and you're going to love the service he provides. He fixed our giant satellite dish where somebody wanted to charge me thousands to line it up to the new satellite positions. And Doug came out there with a compass. He looks at it. I swear to you, he moved it like 3 inches. Boom! That was it. We were back in first time. This
three
is the kind of work
can
he
make
does.
All the difference in the world.
I'm sorry? What?
I said 3 inches can make
all the difference in the world. You are right there. B&T Satellite, 530-241-3474. We'll be right back.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back.
We know
eat
that.
It.
Listen, we eat are it. A big fan of, what's his name again?
Weird Al.
Weird Al Yankovic.
We went to go see him in Reading. I grew up on Weird Al because my brother's kind of like a Weird Al.
That was our nod to all of our food in magazines.
Just
so.
Eat it.
Your brother's not kind of like Weird Al.
No.
I think he has taken his place in a couple concerts. This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines with one stop. Get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Reading. We're here with James Masada. Enjoy the magazine. Now you've got something else in your hand.
Well, this is a little project that we started. This is, I think, issue number 4. And
I love this one.
Enjoy Reading City Guide. And this one comes out every 6 months. And it just really highlights some, you know, great people, places, and things.
Businesses.
Yeah. I mean, it is very business-oriented, but it's designed really to cater to people that, locals for sure, but people that are traveling.
So yeah.
We put them a lot in travel destinations, restaurants, hotels, right?
Yeah.
And it just gives people a quick glimpse at some of the awesome things that go on in our community.
Very professionally done, yeah, when you look at it. And it puts a good light on the community.
Yeah.
On this.
Oh, and it's on the cover is the beautiful mosaic.
Turtle from Turtle Bay,
and that artist, my goodness, how come I can't think of the name of the artist, but she's got such beautiful work throughout the Arboretum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so you've got now where can we find that? Can we get it in the store?
Yeah, okay. We have it all over. So first, initially, the order, when it first comes in, it usually piggybacks the Enjoy Magazine Monthly. So wherever we deliver Enjoy Magazine, which is over 1,000 locations throughout the North State, those will be delivered to that location as well. And then every advertiser that's in the inside will also get a case, so that they have them in their location. And,
let's talk about First Friday. That's this Friday coming up.
It is.
And let's talk what are you guys going to be doing?
So I haven't really talked with Brandy, who owns Bernsini Vineyards, who actually has the wine bar in the store. I mean, other than we have things that are always booked. So we will have live music. But as far as like food service or what we will be doing, the last three First Fridays, we've brought in a frosé machine, which is a frozen wine, so you can get adult slushies, rosé, which are really good.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
They're amazing. So I don't know if she's got that machine booked again or if we have something else that we'll be doing. So hopefully that will be decided in the next day or two. I actually am leaving to go to Fresno, so I won't be here for the First Friday. I'll be in Fresno delivering our food publication, and so Edible San Joaquin Valley. So that's where I will
be. Tell us a little bit about what's happening with that.
So that is, we are part of the edible community. Shasta County and Butte County has a version. So these are licenses throughout North America, and we're part of the edible community. And I think there's 90 different publications throughout the United States and Canada. And it's all food related, field to fork, farming, anything with ag, really trying to resurrect food culture in whatever area the magazine is published in. Our license happens to cover the entire San Joaquin Valley, which is, I think, seven counties total. So it goes basically from San Joaquin County all the way to Kern County, which is Bakersfield. So basically just south of Sacramento all the way to Bakersfield. And we write about restaurants and microbrews and farmers and, you know, you name it, anything that's food related.
And that's also available in your store.
We do keep some for people that want just a copy, but technically, you know, we're not in that territory. Mm-hmm. And we try to honor the publication, the edible that version, the edible Shasta Butte that's here. But we do have the magazine there if people wanted to look at it. Yeah.
I have to say that while we've been on the air, I'm going through this Enjoy City Guide Reading. Beautiful photographs, wonderful information. The airport, Riverfront Playhouse, the Reading Rancheria, cultivating culture, the places that you can take your dogs, the Sheraton, VRBOs, just wonderful things that are great.
I have a thing about VRBOs.
Yes, right.
I'm not in favor of them.
Well, no, this is like a special place that's been here for years.
Unless the neighborhood agrees.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. Anyway, just great stuff.
So this piece is actually very digital-driven as well, so you'll notice that every page has a small startup story about the business. But it also says for more information, go to the website because we have much more information about usually the business online. And that's also where we would put in social media connections, but also video. So if they wanted a video tour, that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
I went in there I had to have a... we're talking about the local lab. It's called Lab 24. Mm-hmm. I would really like to interview them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I had to go in there for a COVID test and know that I needed to get it back and I needed it in print.
Yeah, yeah.
So not just a little home test.
Have you had COVID at all through this pandemic?
I may have, but I don't know. I was never tested positive for it.
I've never had it that I know of, and it's, which is unusual because we have traveled. We have come into contact with how many thousand people.
I never had it.
That
we know of.
Yes.
Right? But I did finally get it. Probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I went to the Bigfoot days with Nigel.
Yeah.
And we were there amongst all those.
Did Bigfoot give it to you?
Yeah. I didn't know if that's why I got it because it
did
was a
Nigel
difference.
Did Nigel get it too?
No.
All right. We'll see.
No, see, my daughter, who's
and
a nurse.
I have a small home with five people that live in it.
Right.
None of them got it.
Okay.
And mine was, you know, other than if I just, the headache was unbelievable, but the rest of it was no big deal.
Well, my daughter and son and family went to
Florida.
Went to Florida, came back. My son got it, then my daughter got it, and she was really sick.
And then the granddaughter.
And then the granddaughter got it. Mm-hmm. People across the street have it, but it seems like there's more people with COVID now than there was during the height of this.
Sure. I just was mad because I thought I was special because, you know, I literally have worked almost every day in our store for the last 2.5 years. And never even had a cold.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I was like, I had a little bit of a sore throat and then some nasal drip, right?
Well,
and a headache. And then I was like,
I think we probably have had it. We just don't know.
Yeah.
Gotten really light cases, but Linda's given her the home test 3 times.
Right.
And it's always been negative.
And mine have always been negative, but this time after the third test, it came back positive for 3 days and then it was negative again. So I was just like, all right, then I guess that was it.
Okay.
Lots more in the magazine.
Yeah,
lots more in the magazine.
It's just
and
lovely.
Tomorrow on the show, we have Dr. Doug Craig will join me at 8. And we have a congressional candidate will be joining us at 7. Later on in the week, of course, we have the police. We'll have... And Doug LaMalfa will be on. This is going to be a big week. And I am, and I just feel like, you know, we just have a lot of people coming on. August is going to start getting ready. People are going to start spinning up on elections.
Here we go.
Yeah, September, October. And we have a number of elections going on. So that'll be happening, and we're going to have all the candidates on. We have a number of local shows. I'm watching it right here.
And Nathan, thank you for being our producer today.
Yeah, you know, you're very, you know, every one of our producers is different, and every one of them is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they play different music, but they always get us on. They always get us off, and they turn off the microphones.
I was going to say.
Thank God. The one rule I have, and I sit down and I look them right dead in the eye. When we go to break, those microphones go off. Well, because we had one producer that would leave them on.
And there's no
Years ago.
Well, don't say well.
No. Yeah. There's no well. That's if you don't do anything. If you don't even bring us back on time, I don't care. As long as the microphones are off during the break, because we hear some stuff.
Oh boy.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. Thanks a lot,
James.
Thank you, guys.
Check out the Enjoy Store. Always great stuff. And see the 191. Pick up the 191 edition of Enjoy Wanderlust.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see that 200th edition come out.
We're close.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.